I'm joined today by Jeremy Balfour, MSP from the Scottish Parliament. Now, Jeremy is joining us to talk a little bit about a disability commissioner. What is it? Why do we need it? And why is Jeremy so passionate about this? Jeremy, thank you very much for joining us.
Great to be with you and your listeners.
So tell me about the disability commissioner. Is this a post you're looking for within the Parliament?
This would be an independent commission set up by an individual with a team who would be paid for by the Parliament, but would be independent and would be very similar in many ways to the Children's Commissioner. So if it happens, that's what it would look like. So it would be an independent person who can champion the issues that face many disabled people here in Scotland today.
People have heard about the minister in Parliament, you know, down at Westminster, for a person with disabilities as well. But obviously, there's a lot of differences when you go to the different devolved nations. So you're looking for something very specific to Scotland here.
Yes, it would be related to the devolved issues, education, health, transport, local government. And actually, most of the issues, or a lot of the issues that disabled people face, are now dealt with by the Scottish Government, or by the Scottish Parliament, local authorities, and NHS Scotland. So it would be very much a Scottish thing. Clearly, they may want to comment on things that are happening in Westminster, but their focus, their role, would be to deal with issues here in Scotland.
And important to have that sort of independence, if you like. So not a cabinet post here, but still involved in all the day-to-day work?
Yeah, absolutely not a cabinet post, nothing to do with any political party or with any government. I mean, I think for me, pre-pandemic, I felt that we needed to be a disability commissioner. There were many things happening in Scotland which affect disabled people, transport, education, health. Coming out of the pandemic, we have seen that disabled people have been left behind, been affected greater ways than other parts of society, particularly around poverty, welfare. Many disabled people are getting many negative responses to themselves from other people in society, and we need to challenge that. So I would like to see somebody who can champion disabled issues, who can talk independently to government, to local government, to health services, someone who can be seen as somebody that disabled people can go to with situations and issues, and somebody who will have that clear voice into our society.
I suppose when you think about it, in terms of disability, you know, every area, every facet of people's lives can be affected if they have a disability. So it's quite a big ask. It's going to cover quite a wide area.
It is. And clearly, I think one of the issues that the disability community face, I face, is that there is a diversity. There's people with physical disabilities, people with hidden disabilities, people with neurological conditions, and other such things. So it's a massive issue. But actually, if you look at many of the issues, they come down to the same thing, whatever your disability is. It's whether can I access services? Can I get on a local bus if I want to go somewhere? Can I get into a shop? Why are disabled people so much less likely to get a job than those who haven't got a disability? So yes, disability is a massive area. It covers lots of different people's conditions. But actually, looking at the issues, looking at the questions, I actually think a commissioner with the right team and the right resourcing can pick up and champion these issues.
Oh, you're championing this cause to create this post, this department, if you like. How do you go about doing something like that?
Any backbench MSP in the Scottish Parliament can introduce a private member's bill. And the first stage of that is to have a consultation. So 3 weeks ago, I issued a consultation document. You can find that either on the Scottish Parliament website, or you can find it on my own website, Jeremy Balfour MSP. It has a link. On that link, there are a number of questions. Some of them are very straightforward. You don't have to answer them all. You can answer as many or as few of them as you would like. And then on the 3rd of August, the consultation will come to an end, and myself and the Parliament will analyse all the responses that we have had. Now, unfortunately, we have left it in one style, And I know that is unfortunate for those with different disabilities. But what I've also said, that if anybody wants to speak to me individually, who would like to understand a bit more about what's going on, whether that's a small group or one-to-one, I would be delighted to meet with people over the summer, happy to talk on the telephone or face-to-face to explain a bit more about this. But what I would encourage as many people, whatever your view of this, whether positive or negative, or you have suggestions around how it would work, would be to try to complete that consultation by the 3rd of August. My email is on my website. My telephone number is on my website. Please, if people want to get in touch with me at any point, please do so.
If you do get a positive response to this, what's the next stage? Because we think about bills and so on, they can take a while.
You need to get 18 other MSPs from two other parties to agree with you. And that happens over a two-week period. That probably won't be till quite later on this year. At that point, the Scottish Government can say, we think this is a great idea as well, and we'll take it off a private member, and they will bring in the legislation. If they don't do that because of time or for other reasons, it would then be for me to draft a bill. And hopefully, if that was the case, sometime early next year, a bill would be presented to Parliament and it would go through its normal parliamentary procedure.
It's a great idea, Jeremy, and I'm sure the positives will definitely outweigh the negatives here. It will be interesting to follow this, and we do hope to keep in touch with you to keep up to date on the progress. Just remind us once again, Jeremy, if people would like to learn more about this or take part, how they do that?
If you go to the Scottish Parliament website, and for a private member's bill, or probably easier, just go to my website, Jeremy Barth, MSP, and off we go.
Jeremy, best of luck with the bill, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.